So we're going to take some time now to come into the present moment with attention and awareness. Beginning as always by checking in with ourselves, starting with our posture. And as always, the invitation is to have a posture that's right for you, be it sitting on a chair or sitting on the floor. And whichever posture you choose, we're looking to have a posture that's a dignified posture, which generally means that we're going to sit as upright as is comfortable. Head upright, shoulders relaxed. Feeling grounded on the floor or the chair. Taking note of the points of contact of the body in contact with the floor or the chair. Best we can, keeping our head as upright as possible, chin level with the floor, hands resting on top of each other in our lap if that's okay, or resting on our knees, whatever is most comfortable. Getting a sense of what it's like to be here in this place, at this time, with this group of people. Having a sense of the space in which we're sitting. And turning our attention to our breath and where it feels the most alive for us today. And which part of our body that might be. In the abdomen area, the belly area, the chest or the nostrils. Guiding our attention towards an awareness of our breathing. I'm taking a couple of breaths. Bring ourselves right here in the present moment. As we're sitting here paying attention to our breathing, it's only natural that our mind might go somewhere for a little walk. And as always, we're recognizing when that happens and gently encouraging the breath to come back to awareness of our breathing. It might be that certain sounds come into our awareness today. Some might be more obtrusive than others. And as we've been practicing over the weeks, we're noticing these and letting the noticing go and bringing our attention back to an awareness of our breathing. Each time we practice, our breathing pattern may be slightly different. So we're tuning in to how things are right now, which may be very different from when you practiced yesterday or the day before. Each time we sit down to practice is a unique moment. And we do as best we can to be as present as possible with an awareness of our breathing. Sometimes it might be quite natural for a smile to come to the face as a welcoming to what's going on. Maybe a sense of gratitude for being able to sit here breathing in and out. As our breathing pattern becomes established, we can allow the attention on that to fade slightly to the background, and we can draw our attention to what the body is feeling like today. Having a sense of the body as a whole sitting here breathing. So what is the body like right here, right now? And we gently investigate with a sense of curiosity about what's going on. After a busy day, we may notice that certain parts of our body feel a little bit more tired than the others. And they might be asking for a bit more attention in this moment. And the encouragement is to maybe kindly and gently investigate what the body sensations might be about as we've been practicing over the weeks. Maybe exploring the edges of any places that feel rather uncomfortable today. And gently breathing into them on an in-breath and then letting go on the out-breath. And sometimes there is an urge to move, to shift our position, to feel a little more comfortable. Maybe it's possible to observe that urge to move for a few breaths. Seeing whether or not the intensity and the urging increases or decreases. In doing this, we create some space rather than reacting straight away to whatever's going on in the body. And if after a short while the intensity of what we're experiencing becomes too uncomfortable, then it's okay to move the body, as it will have been done with intention. Sometimes we have feelings about how our body feels at any moment in time. We have an emotional response to what's going on. And as always, we're adopting a position of observing what's happening. Taking note with gentle awareness and kindness about what's going on. Allowing whatever is there to be there as best we can. And any emotional response we have to a particularly uncomfortable sensation, we can choose what we do . Maybe what's required is just to know that this is uncomfortable and I feel unhappy or sad about that. And that's a knowing that may not have existed prior to this experience. And as with sounds and thoughts, we have this knowing. And then the knowing can be let go. And we can return to the breath as our resource and anchor, especially when times are difficult or uncomfortable. And maybe it's now possible to get a sense of the body as a whole. Sitting here breathing. And then allowing the sense of the body to fade to the background slightly as our attention becomes placed on our breathing. And maybe we might notice that our breathing has changed since we started our practice a while ago. What changes might you notice about the depth of your breathing? The pace of your breathing? Your enjoyment of your breathing.